We're talking with Zeeland Congressman Bill Heisinger. We are talking on June 19th. It is 2 months and 4 days after the April 15th tax deadline, but the Internal Revenue Service is still a topic that's in front of your mind and your staff's mind as a member of the House Financial Services Committee.
Yeah, we are we're through in the middle of the budget process right now, and bill that's going to fund the IRS is currently making its way through the committee process. It cuts $341 million, but I don't believe that's enough, frankly, to send the message that we need to send. So I'm offering an amendment. I plan to offer an amendment that is going to cut IRS's budget by 10% from last year's appropriation, and that's about $1.3 billion and return it to the budgetary levels that we saw a decade ago. But clearly the IRS has too much time on its hands and not enough focus if it is continuing to go after groups because of their political ideology and that kind of thing. So we need to send this message.
That answers the first question I was going to bring up, was whether or not the probe into the nonprofits was the major impetus for this budget cut. You sort of answered that question.
Well, it certainly is part of it. I think the recklessness with which the IRS is acting, the hubris, just the attitude that they approach the American people is just absolutely wrong. And we have a job here in Congress to send that message to them that you cannot use your power in the IRS as a political weapon.
Now, the thing is, then some would say, well, are you damaging the federal government's ability to go after tax scofflaws? Because there would be some would say, well, the practices will still continue, and all these budget cuts will do is just cut down on investigators who are actually doing the job, and the focus will still be on these other activities that have gained so much ire.
Look, if the IRS can go and lose Lois Lerner's emails for 2 years, and apparently it's not just hers, others as well, and have all these various divisions that are being used as political weapons, they need to refocus. They can use their resources that they get and put those into the legitimate practices of the IRS, and this is something that has got to stop. And they have got to get this message.
Unfortunately, is it presumptive to say that this issue is being split along party lines?
Well, as I've said before, it doesn't matter if you're left, right, center. The IRS is one of the most powerful institutions and agencies that we have in the government. And for them to be injected into this process as a political weapon is simply wrong. And I know that I've got colleagues on the other side of the aisle that are very, very nervous about what has been happening because they know that's a double-edged sword. And at some point, whether it's the White House or the legislative body as a whole, will flip and it'll go to the next party or the other party. And that is something that can come back to haunt them. So, this may be a bigger bite off of the IRS than they want to take. But I can tell you, I've got colleagues on both sides of the aisle that want to send a message to this reckless agency.
Let's put a hypothetical question, Bill Heisinger, out. What if the president? And I apologize if this is a naive question. What if the White House decides, okay, instead of, sort of heading off this budget cut at the pass, we're going to replace some of the leadership with IRS, have a new secretary and a new a top-level management to try to show that there is a new sheriff in town. Could that change some sentiments about this on Capitol Hill?
It's a step in the right direction, but I don't think that's going to solve the problem, which is a culture that has become pervasive in the IRS. And again, we've got a responsibility to shine the light of public opinion and shine that light of openness and transparency on them, and they have not been. So I've I've said that we need new leadership at the IRS for a long time. We just need to have a message sent to them that this is not acceptable to people.
Let me wrap up this IRS section of our discussion, Bill Heisinger, by sort of going to the bottom line. Where are we standing on this? Is there legislation? Is there a vote? Is there a timetable on this? Or is this simply still just in discussion stages?
Yeah. Well, so what we're doing is we're in the middle of a number of our appropriations bills that set out the spending levels for all the various departments. As the IRS part of the budget is making its way through, I'm in the process of drawing up this amendment that would take this 10% cut. So that's where we're at. We expect this in the next short couple of weeks to be in front of us.
We're talking with Zealand Congressman Bill Heisinger. The IRS has been top of mind on his table, but a few things going on Capitol Hill that I'd like to get his opinion on and thoughts on as we go forward. Congressional leaders up to date, supposedly, on the situation in Iraq after meeting with the president yesterday. Options for increased security assistance for Baghdad were discussed. Meanwhile, Iraqi troops are battling Sunni militants for control of the country's biggest oil refinery. Some workers at the refinery remain trapped inside. That's gotten an ugly situation very quickly there, Bill.
Yes, and I'm afraid it's going to continue to be so. We've got a pretty weak and unstable central government with President Maliki, who is the Shiite leader. He's got obviously a very bad relationship with the Sunni minority that's right, that is leading a lot of this charge or allowing ISIS, the radical wing of this, of the Sunnis to be doing what they're doing. And then obviously you've got the Kurds in the northern part of the country. It's very destabilized. Many people believe that there had been indications that this was going to be happening, but the president was so eager to just make sure that he could claim that he got the troops out, that we weren't watching what was happening surrounding that. And this has got not just countrywide implications in Iraq. This has region-wide implications. And for the administration to be talking with a straight face about working with Iran to solve this, that is inviting the fox into the hen house here. And I think that is probably one of the most short-sighted things that we can possibly do.
A couple other things, Bill Heisinger, and then we'll let you go, and we appreciate our conversations we have every Thursday morning. We talked a little bit earlier about the IRS situation and some funding for that is being discussed on Capitol Hill. What do you make of a story that has come out of Washington saying that Social Security Administration taking some heat for closing hundreds of its field offices? The Senate Special Committee on Aging grilled a Social Security official as to why more than 60 offices have been closed over the last 4 years. You would think with the aging of America, the Social Security Administration would have more offices instead of fewer.
Well, certainly everybody's been under budgetary pressure. I'm not real familiar with why the Social Security offices have been closing or why they have chosen to. But it certainly, as you point out, we are entering a phase here as a country with the aging of the baby boomers where there is going to be more, not fewer seniors. The incoming seniors, though, you know, this younger baby boom crowd does tend to be more more comfortable with technology and those kinds of things, and maybe doing some of these things over internet. But nonetheless, I think those are some proper questions to be asking.
Yeah, some questions there, and you know, the closing field offices, Social Security, got the VA problem. It's just you just got to scratch your head over it.
Well, VA is something that again, talking about a culture, that's a culture that has systematically failed our veterans, and I just see growing consensus that that is not going to be allowed to happen. This cuts across party lines and ideological lines, and certainly between the House and the Senate. This is an outrage that everybody is being focused on.
And finally, a story that your staff certainly was alert to earlier this week, Hospice of Holland,
yeah,
announcing that it's going to close the Hospice House in a month because of actions and problems dealing with the Affordable Care Act. Some are saying they're crying wolf. Others are saying it's entirely justifiable. It just seems as if this is a lynch point. So people are worried there's going to be no more hospice. There's going to be still hospice. It's just not the hospice house anymore. But the Affordable Care Act is starting to have its impact already.
Well, certainly I was very disturbed when I read that article. And I've visited families and friends who have used that house. You know, that is it's an amazing facility, an amazing way to exit this life with dignity and as comfortably as possible. And I understand hospice still is going to be available at home, but in people's houses, home. But that facility. What really was an amazing one there over on 24th Street. So I'm sad to see that happen. And again, so many of us have tried to warn people that there's going to be implications here with the Affordable Care Act, with Obamacare, these unforeseen, quote-unquote unforeseen circumstances that that are going to have ripple effects. And again, this administration has purely gone after costs in health care by going after reimbursement rates to our health care providers. And that isn't the only solution here. That's got to be a small piece of the puzzle. But we've got so much more to do, and they're just not willing to do it. So, you know, we're going to continue to fight to make sure that Obamacare is repealed as much as possible and replaced with a more common sense way of doing health care.
Zealand Congressman Bill Heisinger, as always, we appreciate your thoughts on some of the issues today. Wish you and your family well this coming weekend. Look forward to talking to you next Thursday in the midst of what may be some interesting decisions being handed down by the Supreme Court as it ends its session.
All right. Thanks, Gary.